ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this is the second of three talks I'll be doing. So this next one is taken from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the verse where Prahlad, for the second time, answers his father, "What is the best thing you have learned?" And Prahlad says, Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Archana Vandanam Pada Sevanam, the nine processes of devotional service. He says, Iti Pung Sarpita Vishnu Bhaktischen Navalakshana, that these nine items of bhakti, he says, this is the topmost education. So in the purport to those two verses, Srila Prabhupada gives an elaborate purport, several pages, explaining each of the nine items. So I'm going to read to you what he wrote for the second item, Kirtanam. If you're ready to hear with rapt attention, then repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama. Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada writes, the hearing of the holy name has been described. Now let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It is recommended that such chanting be performed very loudly. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says that without shame, he began traveling all over the world, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Trinadapi sunichena tarar api sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by behaving more humbly than the grass, being tolerant like a tree, and offering respects to everyone without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualifications make it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone. Even if one is physically unfit, classified lower than others, devoid of material qualifications, or not at all elevated in terms of pious activities, still, the chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, advanced education, beautiful bodily features, wealth, and similar results of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life. For one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from authoritative source of Vedic literature that especially in this age, namely, people are generally short-lived, extremely bad in their habits, and inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not bona fide. Moreover, they are always disturbed by material conditions, and they are mostly unfortunate. Under the circumstances, the performance of other processes, such as yajna, what does yajna mean? Sacrifice. Dana, tapa, kriya, good works, are all not actually possible. Therefore, it is recommended, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy name of God. There is no other way. There is no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. In other ages, the chanting of the holy name is equally powerful, but especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is most powerful. Then he quotes that famous line, if you know it, sing with me. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga parang vrijet. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, because this verse says Kirtanad eva. Yes, he didn't say Vishnu, he didn't say Durga, he didn't say Shiva, he didn't say Ganesh. He specifically says who?
Krishna.
Ah, that's important. Simply by chanting the holy name of
Krishna,
one is liberated and returns home back to Godhead. And you all know what the word back means, right? Back where you came from. Thank you. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other processes of devotional service, one must adopt the chanting of the holy name as the principal method of advancing in spiritual life. Very interesting. I'll repeat that. Even if one is able to perform other processes, so how many other processes are there? 8, right? Because there's 9, correct? So he says, even if you can perform the other 8, one what? Must adopt the chanting of the holy name as the principal method. And then he quotes, Yajyai Sankirtana Prayayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. The word Sumedasa means what? Very intelligent. Very smart. So who's that? One who performs Sankirtan. What are we doing today here? Therefore, I have to assume that you're all
smart.
Yes. Vancha kalpata rubyascha kripa sindhu vyayevacha patitanang pavanebhyo. Smart devotees, namo namaha. Those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Here's going now. Don't hate me, okay? I'm just the messenger. If you got a problem with what Prabhupada's going to say now, take it up with him, okay? I'm just his messenger. One should adhere, okay? So I'll repeat that. Those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy names. One should not, however, manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere seriously to the chanting of the holy name as recommended in the scriptures. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid how many offenses? 10. from Sanat Kumar. You all know who Sanat Kumar is. Okay? It is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, okay, one is freed from offensive life if he or she takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Indeed, even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, one will be liberated if he or she takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. So what do you think Prabhupada's going to write now? The 10 offenses, right? Because he's talked about it, so he's going to mention them. Number one, to blaspheme a devotee, especially a devotee engaged in broadcasting the holy name of the Lord. Number two, to consider the name of Lord Shiva or any other demigod to be equally as powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he puts in parenthesis, no one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor is anyone superior to him. So there's a word which means what Prabhupada just says. It's a Sanskrit word. What is that word? That no one is, what's that? Yes, asamordva. No one's equal, no one's greater. Number three, to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. Number four, to blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in pursuance of the Vedic literatures. Number five, to comment that the glories of the holy name are exaggerated. Number six, to interpret the holy name in a deviant way. Number seven, to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Number eight, to compare the chanting of the holy name to pious activities. Number nine, to instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name. Number 10, not to awaken in transcendental attachment for the chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these scriptural injunctions. Prabhupada finishes this particular section. There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the feet of the holy name continue to chant the holy name 24 hours a day. Constant chanting of the holy name will make one free of offenses. And then one will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform on which he or she can chant the pure holy name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is recommended that even if one commits offenses, one should continue chanting the holy name. As I've said a billion times, some chanting is better than no chanting. And you've heard me say a billion times, better to be a chanter than a ranter. Yes. You can ask my wife what it's like to live with somebody who's a ranter. How about in the car on the way here? Yeah. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. I'll say that again. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. In the book Nama Kaumudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, one should submit to that Vaishnava and be excused. Therefore, I'm going to do that Vancha kalpa charubhyascha kripa sindubhyaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. And thus be freed. In this connection, there is the following statement spoken by Daksha to Lord Shiva. Quote, I did not know the glories of your personality, and therefore I committed an offense at your lotus feet in the open assembly. But you are so kind that you did not accept my offense. Instead, when I was falling down because of accusing you, you saved me by your merciful glance. You are most great. Kindly excuse me and be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. Prabhupada's last sentence. One should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name. And our Vaishnava songbook is full of such prayers which glorify the holy name and the process of devotional service. Please, let's all chant now without offense the holy name. Everybody.